today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Today, Wednesday, is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about a great lady, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima Zahra. نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة. Lady Fatima Zahra, in the verse of Tathir in the Holy Quran, chapter 33, verse 33, Allah has said,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All commentators say that this verse was revealed about Ahlul Bayt, who were the five persons of Kisa, garment. They said it was revealed about the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, only, and know any one of the Prophet's wives or companions other than these five persons. Umm Salama, the Prophet's wife, said, "This verse was revealed in my house when there were in the house of Fatima. The Messenger of Allah covered him with the garment that was on him and said, 'O Allah, these are the people of my house. Keep uncleanness away from them and purify them a thorough purification.' I said, 'Am I with you, Messenger of Allah?' I lifted the garment to enter with him. But the Messenger of Allah kindly drew the garment and said to me, 'You are too good.' Ibn Abbas said, 'I saw the Messenger of Allah every day for 7 months come to the house of Ali ibn Abi Talib at the time of prayer, saying, "Peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be on you, the people of the house. Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanness from you, all the people of the house, and to purify you, a thorough purifying prayer. May Allah have mercy on you. The Messenger of Allah did that 5 times every day.
Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we look at the life of the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, we see modesty, we see haya, we see modesty in her life. Once a companion of the Prophet who was blind, he entered the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Lady Fatima saw him entering, she hid herself behind a curtain. Later, the Prophet asked Lady Fatima that, "O Fatima, when he was blind, why you hide yourself from him? He cannot see." She replied that, "He cannot see, but I can see him. On the other hand, he could feel the existence of ana mahram, of a lady. Therefore, I hide myself." At that point, the Prophet said, "Ashhadu annaki bada'atu minni. I witness that you are my part. You are from me. You are my part." Now, this story tells us that no matter whether there is a man or woman, everyone should have modesty in their life. The life of the Lady Fatima tells us that we need to have this modesty in our life in order to reach to the perfection. Therefore, she is the light and guidance for us. When Imam of the time says that the Lady Fatima is the role model for him, obviously, we being the mankind, we being the followers of the Imam of the time, must also choose her as our guide, as the role model, in order to reach to the perfection, in order to reach to the pure Muhammadan Islam, inshallah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Lady Fatima after the Prophet's demise. The sweet period of the Lady of Islam's life quickly came to an end with the demise of the Holy Prophet of Islam. With the demise of the Prophet, new storms of the complicated critical events blow up. The secret of the hypocrites went to action to take the revenge of Islam, and also from the Prophet's family. Lady Fatima was in the center of this circle, of which the poisonous arrows of the enemy flew at her from every direction. Her separation from her father, the sad, tormenting innocence of her husband Ali, the plot of the enemy against Islam, and the worry of Fatima for the future of the Muslims all joined together severely, straining her pure heart. Lady Fatima doesn't wish to cause Ali greater grief by relating to him her sadness. For this very reason, she would go to the grave of the Prophet and tell him of her grief. And she speaks heart-rending words that burn our inner soul just like burning embers. "Father dear, after you I feel lonely. I have remained perplexed and deprived. My mouth is inclined to silence, and my back is broken, and the wholesome water of life has become bitter to my taste."
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king
On the commemoration of the status of Lady Fatima, it's a very good idea to learn a lesson from her life. Today's lesson is upholding justice. Lady Fatima was a true believer in upholding justice and standing up to corruption and evil. And as the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, she stood firm against all those who attempt to fight against the Prophet and his family. God has ordered justice for mankind for making hearts intimate and upright. Remembering that Lady Fatima, who faced together challenges than we could ever imagine, stood up against injustices in order to uphold the true teachings of Islam, remains an important lesson for us all. Protecting justice is, after all, a large part of the religion itself.
Abu Bakr's justification was what? I heard the Prophet say that Fadak is the property of all Muslims. That we, the Prophets, do not leave inheritance. What was Fatima al-Zahra's reaction to that? Was her reaction, thank you so much for telling me, I was unaware and alhamdulillah, I submit to the words of the Prophet. Fatima al-Zahra rejected the claim that that is a hadith of the Prophet. If she was doubtful, she would have asked. She says, let me ask. She didn't say that. Fatima al-Zahra, the fact that the narration in Bukhari says, when Abu Bakr refused to give Fadak back, even after she produces Amir al-Mu'mineen as a witness, Hassan and Hussein, Ayman, the foster mother of the Prophet, who the Prophet said is one of the women of paradise, even Abu Bakr's own wife, Asma, she testified that Abu Bakr, that Fadak was given to Fatima during the life of the Prophet. But since Asma was previously married to Ja'far al-Tayyar, he rejected the testimony of his own wife and saying that you're just trying to testify for something that will benefit Bani Hashim. You're biased, basically. So when Abu Bakr denies Fadak, despite the issue of Qa'idatul Yad, despite the fact that she's produced witnesses, the narration in Bukhari says, فَغَضِبَتْ فَاطِمَ بِنْتُ مُحَمَّدْ. اللهم صل على محمد. فَهَجَرَتْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. She became angry. We're not talking about the anger of just some random person. The one who the Prophet describes as Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. If it was true that the Prophet said, نَحْنُ مَعَاشَرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَا نُوَرِّثُ, would it make sense for her to be Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen and reject the hadith of the Prophet? If Abu Bakr was a truthful person, a mu'min is not going to be suspicious of another mu'min. But Fatima al-Zahra became angry, and her anger is evidence that she rejected that hadith. The implication is what? This is a lie that you are attributing to the Prophet. She becomes angry, and she doesn't speak to him for the rest of her life.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم
صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به